Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
With the suspense ended at 8 o'clock this morning, Oasis have announced they're back. They're touring next year. Two nights at Crow Park in Dublin. And I don't know about you, but my WhatsApp just lit up. Everybody is already out in force looking for tickets. They go on sale, though, this Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Off the Ball's Colin Buhig is with me. Will you be up bright and early? Logged on?
I'll be logged in.
Yeah?
Registered, making sure...
what do you mean? Now go back a minute. What do you mean?
Logged in.
You've registered?
To Ticketmaster. To make sure that everything's up to date.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's what you don't want to happen, you know? Because you could go into it thinking, like, oh, I'm regularly on Ticketmaster, this will be fine. And then you could get logged out for whatever reason.
Yeah.
It could be too.
I thought you were going to tell me they're doing the same thing as Taylor Swift about
pre-registration. No, this is first come, first served. Like, yeah. Make sure you're on at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday to get your tickets.
It's the way I prefer it as well.
Yeah, it's good.
But anyway,
it's free.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah. So, a big fan?
Oh, I can't believe this day has come. I mean, like, do you know, like, Noel says, like, oh, never say never, but never. And now suddenly, you know, you get divorced and then never becomes possibly. Because, like, this was not going to happen as recently as 5 years ago. So Noel got divorced from Sarah McDonald late last year, and it was written very well known, like, that Sarah hated Liam, like, hated him. So Liam played Glastonbury in 2019 in this multicoloured hoodie turned coat, one of his regular things that he wears, and she eviscerated him in his performance, and Noel joined in, and now he's divorced from Sarah, so he's like, I'm free to do what I want now. Plus he needs money, and they're going to get a load of it. I was going to say something else there to emphasise how much they're going to get. They're going to get a load of money for this.
Yeah. Have you ever seen them before?
Not them as a collective, but individually, separately, loads and loads and loads.
Really?
Of times. Yeah.
Loads. When was the last time? Last
summer I saw, was it Noel? I saw Noel in Dublin the start of last summer, and then I was supposed to go and see him in Manchester, but got COVID and couldn't. So, like, in all these gigs coming up, it's actually Heaton Park in Manchester that I'd love to go to. They're doing four nights there, and then there's two nights back to back in Croke Park. And a couple, or I think four nights in Wembley as well.
Yeah, I was listening to Jess with Pat earlier chatting about this today. The fact that the tickets are going on sale in Ireland at 8 a.m. on Saturday, they're on sale across the UK at 9.
Yeah.
Like, there is that concern that many people across the water are going to buy them for here.
And if you're good to go at 7:59 a.m. with everything logged in, there should be no reason that you won't get a ticket. You can get four at a time.
Which is a decent
and
enough amount, isn't
the
it?
The prices aren't confirmed yet, but Manchester Evening News are reporting £100 a head. So the last time they played a gig, it was like £44 for a ticket. So inflation would bring that up to about £70 now. So there's still £30 more than inflation.
Yeah. Did I hear an ad going out this morning from Ticketmaster MCD? €46 they're starting.
46?
So did I hear that or did I hear it correctly? I think I did.
Oh, yeah?
We'll stand corrected in that in case someone can't correct me. So the big thing people are chatting about today, though, aside, of course, from the fact that tickets are going on sale, that is the cost and the price of hotels. And our own Joe Caulfield is with me because you've been looking through this since 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, there's a run on hotels already. Like, we're 5 hours after the announcement and already. So what's interesting is, I was on Twitter this morning and a friend of mine down in Cork gave me a screen and he's a broadcaster. He took a screenshot last night of hotels in Dublin. So you're looking at, like, loads of places under €200, €91, €182. And then this morning at like 8:30, it's €450, it's €572, it's €521.
So they've doubled.
They've just shot up. And like now they're at like €700, they're at €664, they're $600. Do you know something? Whatever the cheaper ones that are available, they're going to be gone, I'd say, by the end of the day, because I've been clicking and looking throughout the course of the morning and they're gone because people have been waiting so long.
Yeah. These aren't like 5-star hotels you're talking about that have gone up to £600 and £700.
Standard hotels.
Yeah, your regular hotel in Dublin, that's what the price they're commanding. Another listener sent me in a WhatsApp just a few moments ago too. €466 for one, sorry, €488, I should say, and 75 cents for one Dublin room or double room in a hotel very near the stadium. Like £500 for the night. It's hardly surprising, Callum, is it?
I'd be surprised it was lower, to be honest. Like, I live kind of near enough to Croke Park, and I'd say there'd be people I haven't heard from in years. Like,
oh, absolutely.
As long as you haven't heard you move there. Yeah. Any chance of a room?
The thing as well is that, like, you know, the vast majority of people going to these gigs are kind of between probably 30 and 45. Like, it's not kids, it's not students, it's people who have the money and they've been waiting for so long that they're going to spend it, they're going to pay it because it's worth it.
Yeah, listeners telling me though, I'm wrong, it's €86 for the lowest tickets for Oasis.
coming in from some of the listeners here already today. But there is a jump on hotels, Joe. That is something that has happened. We're already seeing that. Yeah. Gavin makes the point. People will be complaining if they don't get their tickets online for Oasis on Saturday. Myself and a buddy queued overnight outside HMV Grafton Street nearly 30 years ago for tickets to the Oasis gig in the then Point Depot. Thankfully, no hotel was required. What about you, Kellyanne Byrne?
Yes. I'm so excited.
Yeah. You were at one of their first gigs, though.
Yeah, I was at when they were playing with REM. Do you remember that in Slane years ago? I was 16 when I went to that gig. And Definitely Maybe had only come out. And it was just me and all my friends in my class were obsessed with that record. So it just represents so much. And them reforming. Do you know what I think it is? It just, for me, it says hope. And I think there's always been something really hopeful about Oasis. They're two guys from a council estate in Manchester who made it absolutely huge, are still huge now, as we can see from the reaction online. And I don't know, I just get a lump in my throat every time I think about it.
Really? It's kind of emotional for you, Kellyanne.
It's really emotional. I texted my brother yesterday and I said, you know what, more than anything, I'm so happy they're talking again. I'm so happy for their mother, their brother. And, you know, I feel like the world is a dark place at the moment. And this announcement is really, it's brought a lot of people happiness.
Yeah.
And even the naysayers out there, there's been lots of naysayers. It says a lot that they're, you know, causing, still now everybody is talking about them, even if it's in a negative way. So, I'm just so unbelievably excited.
Two nights, the 16th and 17th of August at Croke Park. Look, we're hearing the speculation. People are saying, oh, sure, they'll sell out, of course, naturally, the tickets on Saturday morning. Will there be another date?
I think there will be. Yeah. Do you know what? I think they could do five there if they wanted.
This
I was
is the
like my brother yesterday too in Croke Park. I think they could.
This is
I
the Gareth Brooks of 2 years ago. Some comparison, isn't it?
Well, Coldplay are doing five as well, are they? Or four? Or five,
four for Coldplay, isn't it? Yeah, Thursday to Sunday.
That's sold out, and I reckon they could easily do that. You know, so hopefully, I mean, if we don't get tickets on Saturday, hopefully they'll announce another. But like, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get a ticket.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be more than two gigs, Colin?
Yeah, I think so. I'd agree with Kellyanne, yeah. I was excited when I was looking at the release dates this morning and I was like, there's four in Manchester, four in London, and, you know, the last of those gigs in that tour is back in Ireland. And, like, you know, they always talk about their Irishness. There was recently, it was at the end of the season there last year when Man City won the league again, and Noel Gallagher was asked about England at the Euros and he says, I don't care, I'm Irish. You know, the Irish parents.
Yeah, they're very proud of that Irish connection, aren't they?
Yeah, totally. The both of them are. And like in that really brilliant documentary from 2016, Supersonic, they talk about their mother, the voice of their mother is in it, both parents, although they're estranged from their father. One's from Meath, the mother's from Mayo. And they always talk about how Irish they are. I know that like one of their most famous imagery now of the 90s is Noel with his Union Jack guitar at Main Road. But besides that, they're like extremely Irish. So I'm not surprised they're any at Croke Park. And I think they're going to add to them as well. But also on Kellyanne's point, like you do kind of get emotional if you're a certain fandom with them, because like whatever about the announcement this morning and now it's confirmed that we can go on and press ahead with booking tickets, it'll be the first time we see them together in the modern age.
Yeah.
Because the last, whenever we try to do like an article or a piece on them at all, you have to get a picture from 2008, I think, is the last time they were together. Yeah. So that would be crazy having them both there. And then if they do a joint interview ahead of it too, like, will they get on? Like, they could fall out again before this all starts. They could fall out four or five times.
Yeah, and like it comes back to the point as well, like their music is unbelievable, but you're so bought into the relationship and, you know, the roller coaster of that. And it's not like a band that like split up and you kind of haven't heard what's going on between them. Like, they're always in the media dissing each other and giving out about each other. So to have this announcement today, like now that the clock starts, like, will they make it?
Well, funny, you have a text here from somebody who says, do we think they'll still be together by the time the Irish dates come around? Because that's 6 weeks of friends and touring in advance of them getting to Dublin. You see, that's the thing, Kellyanne. They start in Cardiff on the 4th of July. So by the time the 16th comes around in Croke Park.
It's a while away. I know we're a year down the line, really, aren't we, when you think about it? But I actually watched an interview, I don't know if you saw it, with Noel Gallagher in a record shop recently, where he was talking about the making of Definitely Maybe. And the way he spoke about Liam was just, I was actually crying. He was so much in praise for his voice and him as a front man. And he just was so at ease, almost fatherly. Like, just, I don't know, I feel something has completely shifted. I don't know what obviously has gone on between them, but I've never heard him speak about Liam like that, and it was just lovely to listen to. I think Noel has chilled a lot, Liam has chilled a lot, like they're getting older. their mom is getting older. That must be a huge thing for them to, you know, to start talking again. Life is too short.
Somebody gets that particular interview. Paul has got in touch just in the hotels. How can anyone be surprised at the exorbitant hotel price hikes? Noel has got in touch.
Himself.
Sure, who knows? You wouldn't know. Why doesn't any band make a stance? Oasis could just announce to the world media, sorry, we're cancelling our plans to gig in Ireland because we won't allow our fans to be robbed by hotel owners charging 500 quid per night and then charging 10 to 15 euro for a glass of beer. Maybe it could well be known. Darren in Offaly says, shocked at the prices of the hotels, terrible stuff. Surely their costs are the same as usual. We run a small guest house in the Midlands, so for any of the Cork or Kerry people heading to the concert next August, we'll offer a night stay, including breakfast in the Midlands. We'll do bus transfers to and from the concert. 10 people booking, all in, €150 per person. It's not a bad deal, that's Darren. Shannon Harbour in County Offaly. Fair play, Darren. You're getting a lot of people, Joe, though, on to you about the hotels and these kind of accusations of price gouging.
Yeah, like, I suppose maybe I'm just kind of cynical because when I saw like 350, I was like, book that. That's as good as you're going to get because it's kind of the norm now that when you see, you know, a massive band has announced a Dublin date or a couple of Dublin dates, you kind of expect, right, if you don't book down the next couple of days, you're going to be paying north of 300 or 400 quid. And I was actually on to Richard Guiney from Dublin Town today and I was saying, like, you know, what's your take on this? And, like, it's hard to ask any business, any hotel or whatever it is, not to make as much money as they possibly can.
Well, they'll say supply and demand.
Exactly. So I was talking to him about it and he said, what we need to do here is we need to readjust the planning process so that certain places in Dublin city centre, like Henry Street or O'Connell Street, that are zoned or categorised now only for retail, could be widened to include the development of hotels. Because unless you increase the supply, like it, you're at the mercy of capitalism, really.
A discussion then about does Dublin really need more hotels would be the topic at Lunchtime Live about that. I suppose the thing is, though, Kellyanne, when you look at price tickets and sorry, we're yet to get the price, though. Has that actually?
Yeah, but I don't know. When you were speaking, I mean, I hope it's 46.
I did say, absolutely correct me on that. I obviously had that wrong. Listeners are telling me it's 86 for the lowest price.
Yeah,
but
I'd say so. And then some. Yeah, I expect they're going to be, you know.
Ah, here we go. But, Music Promoters MCD have confirmed ticket prices will start at €86.50 plus booking fee. So there you go. You have it officially now from MCD. But as Joe pointed out, it's the whole experience, Kellyanne, of travelling to Dublin.
Yeah, exactly. And then look, like seeing the two of them on stage again. I mean, there's going to be nothing like it. Like, do you know what? They've both had incredible solo careers. They're both just been out touring everywhere. It's not like it's going to sound bad. Do you know what I mean? It's not one of those things where someone gets back together years later and people are thinking, oh, what will it be like? It's going to be a phenomenal concert. So I think it'll be worth every cent.
People are so naive, says this texter. It's all about money with Oasis. They'll make 50 million. With this reunion. Sure, I suppose.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, will you be online at 8 o'clock, Joe, Saturday morning?
Yeah, I'm at the stage now where I had about 6 groups this morning texting me and we were figuring out like team strategies. We're all going to go on and whoever gets in buys the 4 tickets and so on. Yeah. So, yeah, there's going to be about 16 lads between Galway and Roscommon on for it.
Yes.
Ready to go. Ticketmaster logged
in. I'm already nervous, like, you know, really unforeseen circumstances. You know, you just can't predict what's going to happen.
Like, I know.
But you know, like Noel said, I never saw the Beatles, like, and you just have to deal with that. And so kids are never going to see Oasis. And he's made people's dreams come true. But like, it's totally about money. Yeah, of course it is. Like, if he wasn't getting paid for this, he wouldn't be doing it.
No.
Like, he probably still can't stand the sight of Liam. But he's going to do it anyway. He's just about tolerated. Like, but there's been so many, like, moments over the years where they've fallen out literally on stage. Like, at Main Road, right, in 1996... Liam was supposed to sing Whatever, one of their songs, and he came in too early and Noel interrupted him and be like, you've come in too early there, and then Liam just stopped singing the song and then Noel had to sing it for him.
But and what so a talking point.
If that happens, that's a value for money.
I have to say, I mean, maybe I'm just not cynical. I don't think it is just about the money. I do think something has changed. Noel Gallagher wouldn't get on stage with Liam if they were still arguing. I think something really has changed between the two.
Yeah, you'll be online That's 8 o'clock Saturday morning, Kellyanne.
Yeah, I'm working Friday night and I'm going to get up early and try and get tickets. Yeah, across.
I thought you were going to say you're going to stay up. But listen, I'm sure we'll be chatting about this on Monday too. Presenter and DJ Kellyanne Byrne, Off the Balls, Colin Buhig, and of course Joe Caulfield from the newsroom. Thanks for investigating that for us. Joe here on Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.